Chapter 8, The Franchise Prototype. Precision instruments are designed to achieve an idea, dimensional precision, where perfection is impossible. There is no perfectly shaped part of the motorcycle, and never will be. But when you come as close as these instruments take you, remarkable things happen, and you go flying across the countryside under a power that would be called magic if it were not so completely rational in every way. Robert M. Persig, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. The success of the business format franchise is without question the most important news in business. Over the course of 1 year, business format franchises have reported a success rate of 95%, in contrast to the 50% failure rate of new independently owned businesses. Where 80% of all businesses fail in the first 5 years, 75% of all business format franchises succeed. The reason for that success is the franchise prototype. To the franchisor, the prototype becomes the working model of the dream. It is the dream in microcosm. The prototype becomes the incubator and the nursery for all creative thought, the station where creativity is nursed by pragmatism to grow into an innovation that works. The franchise prototype is also the place where all assumptions are put to the test to see how well they work before becoming operational in the business. Without it, the franchise would be an impossible dream, as chaotic and undisciplined as any business. The prototype acts as a buffer between hypothesis and action, putting ideas to the test in the real world rather than the world of competing ideas. The only criterion of value becomes the answer to the ultimate question, does it work? Once having completed his prototype, the franchisor then turns to the franchisee and says, "Let me show you how it works." And work it does. The system runs the business. The people run the system. In the franchise prototype, the system becomes the solution to the problems that have beset all businesses and all human organizations since time immemorial. The system integrates all the elements required to make a business work. It transforms a business into a machine, or more accurately, because it is so alive, into an organism driven by the integrity of its parts, all working in concert toward a realized objective. And with its prototype as its progenitor, it works like nothing else before it. At Ray Kroc's McDonald's, every possible detail of the business system was first tested in the prototype and then controlled to a degree never before possible in a people-intensive business. The French fries were left in the warming bin for no more than 7 minutes to prevent sogginess. A soggy French fry is not a McDonald's French fry. Hamburgers were removed from the hot trays in no more than 10 minutes to retain the proper moisture. The frozen meat patties, precisely identical in size and weight, were turned at exactly the same time on the griddle. Pickles were placed by hand in a set pattern that prevented them from sliding out and landing in the customer's lap. Food was served to the customer in 60 seconds or less. Discipline, standardization, and order were the watchwords. Cleanliness was enforced with meticulous attention to the most seemingly trivial detail. Ray Kroc was determined that the customer would not equate inexpensive with inattentive or cheap. Nowhere had a business ever paid so much attention to the little things, to the system that guaranteed the customer that her expectations would be fulfilled in exactly the same way every single time. Unlike the trade name franchise before it, Ray Kroc's system left the franchisee with as little operating discretion as possible. This was accomplished by sending him through a rigorous training program before ever being allowed to operate the franchise. At McDonald's, they called it the University of Hamburgerology, or Hamburger U. There, the franchisee learned not how to make hamburgers, but how to run the system that makes hamburgers, the system by which McDonald's satisfied its customers every single time. The system that was to be the foundation of McDonald's uncommon success. Is it any wonder that McDonald's calls itself the most successful small business in the world? It is. Every single extraordinary detail Ray Kroc invented 4 decades ago is even more extraordinary today. Whether it's Hamburger U, or the placement of pickles, or the exacting way in which the buns are warmed before serving, or the thickness of the patty, all of it today, long after Ray Kroc is gone, is still known by the franchisee as the system at the heart of McDonald's. And just as it was then, it is now. Once the franchisee learns the system, he is given the key to his own business. Thus the name, Turnkey Operation. The franchisee is licensed the right to use the system, learns how to run it, and then turns the key. The business does the rest. And the franchisees love it. Because if the franchisor has designed the business well, every problem has been thought through. All that's left for the franchisee to do is learn how to manage the system. That's what the franchise prototype is all about. It's a place to conceive and perfect the system. To find out what works because you've worked it. The system isn't something you bring to the business, it's something you derive from the process of building the business. The franchise prototype is the answer to the perpetual question, how do I give my customer what he wants while maintaining control of the business that's giving it to him? To the entrepreneur, the franchise prototype is the medium through which his vision takes form in the real world. To the manager, the franchise prototype provides the order and the predictability, the system so important to his life. To the technician, the prototype is a place in which he is free to do the things he loves to do, technical work. And to the small business owner, the franchise prototype provides the means through which he can finally feed his 3 personalities in a balanced way while creating a business that works. So now you have it. The franchise prototype is the model you've been looking for. The franchise prototype is the model of a business that works. The balanced model that will satisfy the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician all at once. And it's been there all the time. It's been there at McDonald's, and at Federal Express, and at Disney World, and at Mrs. Fields Cookies. It's been there at Subway Sandwiches and Domino's Pizza and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Hut. It's been there at Taco Bell and UPS and Universal Studios. It's been there waiting for you to discover it all this time. It's been there in the form of a proprietary operating system at the heart of every extraordinary business around you, franchised or not. Because, after all, that's all that any business format franchise really is. It is a proprietary way of doing business that successfully and preferentially differentiates every extraordinary business from every one of its competitors. In this light, every great business in the world is a franchise. The question is, how do you build yours? How do you put this powerfully liberating idea to work for you? How do you create your franchise prototype? How do you, like Ray Kroc, build a business that works predictably, effortlessly, and profitably each and every day? How do you build a business that works without you? How do you get free of your business to live a fuller life? Do you get it? Do you see why this is so important? Because until you do, your business will control your life. But once you begin to put this idea to work for you, you're on your way to being free. I could see that Sarah got it. I could see that the flush on her cheeks now had nothing to do with the work she'd been doing all day. I could see that her dark, intelligent, creative eyes were riveted on mine and that the questions were bubbling within her. She was feeling excitement contemplating the creation of an entrepreneurial business. And she knew she had one already. She could do in her business what Ray Kroc had done in his. All she needed to do was to learn how.